What's so great about?
Hello and welcome to What's So Great About the Podcast That Has Plenty of Time.
What's this? Do, 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 do.
And you're partying here beside me.
Hey, me?
My name's Terry.
My name, me? My name's Andy.
Andy, how the bloody hell are you?
Very well, and you?
I too am well.
Good to hear it, pal. I shudder to ask, but what was that a reference
well,
to?
Well, that was a reference to I was out on Sunday night at a gig
ooh,
with my wife for ooh. The first time in a long time. Went to see David Byrne
ooh.
In St. Anne's Park.
Very
before,
nice.
Before you ask, I got fucking soaked. like
just dripping wet.
Like, you know, I sent you a couple of vids and some pics mm-hmm. and stuff. And that was at the point where I was like, that's actually quite nice, you know.
Quite refreshing, if anything.
Bit of rain, and then it was like 10 o'clock. It was like...
Oh, right.
It was like Ed Harris was just there like, hit him again. Again, damn it. All right, you're going to kill... Apology, Maddie. You're going to kill them.
You're going to kill them.
Oh, jeez. He's going to drown. He doesn't care.
He's enjoying David Byrne too much.
But it was great. It
yeah?
was so fucking good.
Now, did the outdoorsness of it help the vibe? Or if you had given you the option then and there, shake your hand, Tree Arena, or...
I've seen him in the Tree Arena before. It was the uh-huh. best gig I was ever at.
Ooh.
That was 2018, like, and it was incredible. Incredible gig. I'm well versed, as you know, in the festival.
You are,
I was
yeah,
a whole lifetime ago.
Uh-huh.
And so it didn't bother me so much, except for like 10 o'clock, and he was finishing about half 10, quarter to 11.
Yeah.
And from 10 o'clock on, and like you're getting the bangers.
Yeah.
You're getting like Life During Wartime, you know?
Sure.
This ain't no party, this ain't no disco. We ain't got fooling around. And like everybody's like just going fucking mental in the rain.
Yeah.
Time for dancing.
So that's good.
And then you're like, yeah. And then it's like, when it finished, it's like, oh. Oh.
I'm wet now.
Yeah, I'm sad now. It's all worn off, hasn't it?
Like, I'll see it. And then you're like, yeah, wait a minute, what are we doing here?
Oh, my arms feel super heavy all of a sudden. I remember just like walking to the Jacks. We all were going to the toilet before we left. And I was just like, in the just queuing in to get to a urinal. And I was like, it's actually just ridiculous the amount of rain because the light was like hitting. I was like, it's like fake rain. Like, and then like,
someone should do something about this.
It's like, and then like you're walking out and it's like you can't see yet and there's just like massive puddles everywhere. You're like, oh, there you go. Okay, shoes ruined.
Oh, no.
And on top of that, like we brought the kids up to Dublin. So me and my wife, Faye, we were, we went out down to Raheny for a pint. And cracked that.
Oh.
Yeah, that was, you know.
That was a violent crack. You might say, hang on, I got one here while you're sipping.
Go on.
An ass joke. It's just everyone talking about yourselves.
You had like the 5 seconds while I was taking that glorious first sip.
I'm further than ever from the joke. So how was the gig, T?
But it was more the feeling of like kids dropped off my sister, went down to Raheny. We had our first like sups of a pint.
First video you sent me, I thought he's had a few pints.
Oh yeah, that was I had about 4 pints
yeah,
at that stage.
So.
Like, you know.
What
but it was like the first pint, first like say third of a pint, the two of us were like, oh, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Remember this feeling of like the two
did it,
of us
did it feel like pre kids, Terry and Faye? Like
totally
2012 Terry and Faye.
It'd be more like 2016 where it's like you're establishing the relationship and you know, this was kind of the norm.
You're in a groove.
Oh, and, I was like,
and you only have yourselves to worry about.
It was like 6 o'clock as well. Like, yes.
I was only thinking when we were out for the Champions League final.
Mm.
Even for someone who doesn't drink at all, and unless I'm out with you and the lads, but like you would be there either way. I was thinking when I was walking back, I went to Centra at halftime and to get like skins or something. And I was walking back to the pub, I'm like, God, being buzzed in the daytime really is a fucking great.
Fucking
I was only
good.
Like two pints, but like two pints is like the average person's 4 pints, I guess. But I was just like, well, this is a good. If I could just hold this, you know what I mean.
But it's, I don't know. Day drinking is a different beast. That's why I'm always like, we need when we go on like nights away. He's like, we need to get there earlier because I want to get buzzed at about like 2 o'clock.
I would love to get buzzed at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, and I kind of night away. We're like, okay, we're wagons up at 12, p.m.
Yeah,
we're getting to the place wherever it is at 1:30, and then we're settled in. We could ramble somewhere for a pint or just crack open cans in the gaff.
Fucking great,
you know.
Fucking great.
Because it was it is, but it was the gig. Like, he's 74.
Yeah.
David Byrne. Like, he is 74 years old. Like, my dad is the same age. My dad is not moving around the same way David Byrne.
No.
Put it that way. Like,
and but your dad's, or but David Byrne is, I would say 71?
Four.
But he's a rich 74.
He's a rich 74, and he's a bit of a wizard. Like, he sees the world
Excuse
a different.
Me?
He sees the world a different way than most people. Like, he's special.
Oh.
He's a special kind of cat. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, he was like, and this is what, you know what? It's what I missed about a gig. You know when they're doing the interstitial, the little bit in between?
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, I just want to tell you about this girl I went to high school with. And she seemed happier than everybody else around her. And I was like, I wonder if there's something to that. Is she on a different frequency? So I asked her. And she said, well, I take a lot of LSD. And then she asked me, would I like to come on a trip with her? And I didn't then, but many years later, I wrote a song about it. And the song is, I don't know if you ever heard it, And She Was. No. The world is living in a...
And she was.
But the first line's like, and she was lying in the grass, and she could hear the highway breathing. And I was like, oh, wait a minute. This song is about a drug trip, girl? Like, and I was
this
like,
whole time?
Smashed glass.
So how would you say the gig was in general?
Incredible.
Yeah?
I have no regrets.
Ooh.
Even though it was the wettest I've been
ever.
Yeah, like in
what's St. Dan's like?
It's good for a gig. I've never been there. It's good for a gig. Like, we went to the first round of gigs they did there in 2019, I want to say. Like, we were pregnant with Don, and it was like your buddy Niall Rogers. And
hey, did you know?
I tell you, and I, for the record, he did play Let's Dance.
I know. I said that.
No. That's the point. That's the joke.
Oh, he played it at the gig?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you meant he played on.
No, he played it. I heard him play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, it's grand. It's gotten way better, the setup. Like, it's way... And like, even I was like, oh, I'm going to be queuing forever for the jacks here. I was like, nope.
Oh,
bunch
good.
Of those four urinal things, you know, you stand in them. And I was like,
oh yeah, they're good.
Like, first message I sent you back was like, post first piss. I'm like, ready to go.
I don't
now.
Need to
like,
know that.
It's okay.
Yeah, when I was
I
there,
missed it, though.
When I was saying to my mum, C-Matt was playing there.
Did you hear?
I don't know. I don't know who it is.
Hmm.
But like,
she's like one of the biggest Irish artists out
so
there.
So I hear.
Yeah, she's pretty famous.
Never. I was like, what is that? What is that? It wasn't an exam. All right.
Jacob having to leave in this year,
really? You doing your C-Mats? What would you get in your C-Mats? Huh? There's more there. There's a joke there.
But I just made me realize how much I missed going to concerts.
Mm.
Like, I was thinking about you and Oasis.
Yeah.
Right? Oh. And like, you were like, oh, it was the best, you know?
Honestly, it was by far and away the best gig.
Is that just because you hadn't been to a gig in forever? And
it's
was
a combination of all
doing
of it.
On the stuff. Like,
it's
you know?
All of it. It was the fact that it was, again, summer, beautiful day. Me and Tony, who I'd see like fairly regular.
You're not going on the piss though. Whatever.
Yeah,
you're not like
we never normally hang out like that. So
not just you two.
Yeah,
and
so
can talk about whatever you want.
Yeah, so going into the gig, we'd had a few cans just on the road. Everyone was just on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I'd had a joint. We went in. Richard Ashcroft is playing Lucky Man, and I'm there. That's great. And then they open with like,
I don't know where you.
And then like they open with like Hello and Acquiesce and What's the Story and Some Might Say. And I'm just like, I won't say it, I was just, now the drink was definitely a part of me. I was just clenching my fists and looking up to the sky, just being so thankful that I was actually there.
Mm-hmm.
And they sounded amazing. So
isn't
yeah.
Isn't that great? Like I had like two.
Why don't we go to more gigs and drink more actually?
Kids, I mean, that was my life before.
Oh, of course.
Kids, but that was my life before kids.
It's those damn kids.
I spent all my disposable income on, you know, going to fucking festivals and rock and roll concerts.
Yeah.
And then it was a mortgage. Car payment.
Then rock and roll becomes a bit more easy listening.
More like yacht and roll, am I right?
No.
Hey, yacht rock and roll now.
Yes, sir. I'm glad. I'm happy for you.
Well, like literally, like, first song you played is a song called Heaven. And it's like one of the first songs. It's the second song he does on Stop Making Sense. Mm. And it's just him and the guitar. And it's like, he starts singing about, like, the name of the bar. The bar is called Heaven. And, like, I was like, I'm getting chills. I'm, like, welling up. And then, like, I was like, I'm getting emotional. Like, song one. I'm like, oh, Jesus. But then they did, when they did This Must Be the Place.
Mm.
And, like, that's my wedding song with Faye. It's the first song I played for both my kids when they were born.
Oh.
And I was like,
sentimental value.
Like, it wasn't blubbering, but it was, you know, tearsies.
That's great.
And I had a great, and it was a really, like, lovely time.
Cathartic experience.
Yeah. And it was just nice to, like, not be a parent for 5 hours. And then it was like, we came out and, like, my sister was like, hey, really sorry. We've been trying to get the kids to settle for ages. They're bawling their eyes out. And I was like, bollocks. Like, and it's like, absolutely lashing.
Of course.
Can't get a taxi. Faye's like, what's wrong? I'm like, shut up. I have to try and get home. I'm like, going into, like, absolute, like, stress panic mode.
Oh,
she's like, just let me do it. I'm like, it's fine, I have it sorted. Mikey's coming to pick us up. Like, real, like, then I'm like, what's the matter? Everything's fine now. She's like, yeah, for that 5 minutes, you're a fucking asshole. And I didn't want to talk to you.
Yeah. Straight a snap back to parenthood.
I know, it was like, because I was like, we haven't heard anything from them.
Yeah.
And like the two kids, like, we're so excited to stay with our cousins and all that. And then it was like, mommy. And like, a little guy.
That's always the way.
Yeah, he goes to bed at 7 every night, roughly, you know. And it was like 11:30 when they got him down to sleep, just before we got in the door. He's up again at 5:30. So like, we had him up in town yesterday, and he was just like melt man by fucking 2:00. He was like, get him in the car, get him home.
It's always when you just try to live.
I know, yeah.
Is when.
Well,
look, now, we didn't discuss this pre-pod, but would this be a good time?
I was going to say, let's mix it up.
To bring forward the comforting songs for the victims of the 9/11 atrocities.
Excuse me?
No, wrong segment.
Excuse me.
Banger for Andy.
It's bangers for Andy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Fuck you, Four Eyes.
That, of course, was the jingle for Bangers for Andy,
yeah.
Which just so happened to be a David Byrne song.
And here's why I chose this particular song.
Here's the kicker.
This is his latest hit. I think I might have actually sent it to you a little while ago with the intention of talking about it. But it never made it onto the docket, right? And it's called... do you want to tell us what it's called, Andy?
Of course I would like to tell you,
what remember?
It's called. Just give me a minute here on a totally unrelated note. just want to have a look. I believe what I'm looking for to do the thing. I believe it's called Everybody Laughs.
Yes, that's right. That's right, Andy.
Yep, and I've just confirmed it here. Yeah, it is Everybody Laughs.
And the reason why I chose that song was, if you remember a little while ago, you sent me a quote-unquote happy song by Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
And you were like, isn't this just like a happy thing? And I was like, this is fake. This is all fake.
Yeah.
And then I was like, when I was at the gig, and like everybody was laughing and everybody was dancing around and having a great time to that song. And I was like, that's how you do it.
Yeah, but
that's the real, well, authentic happiness.
I think there's some middle ground in between
Why don't you play it?
If I was at Bruno Mars gig and he played,
I'd be like, oh, Apple's trying to sell me their new product. Better go buy the new Apple Watch.
Excuse me, I gotta leave this gig and get the new AirPods.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the David Byrne.
Everybody laughs and everybody cries. Everybody lives and everybody dies. Everybody eats and everybody loves. Everybody knows what everybody does. Everybody's going through the changes. Every complication. What you say with gesture and expression. In my imagination. Every mobile phone and every restaurant. Everyone we know and everything you want. Everybody wonders.
So, Andy, tell me what you thought about it.
Didn't like it.
Oh my God. Why not?
It's extra funny because it came off a 10-minute David Byrne gush-a-thon. I'll tell you what. It's not that I didn't like it. Because you know what?
You resented me sending it to you.
No. I expected it. And I was fine with it. I'm over my mushroom trip a little bit and I like some talking heads.
I was thinking about this. I'm going to do like an old 6-track episode for the talking heads. You know, talking heads deep dive.
What?
You know the way we'll do...
What episode? I said we never discussed this.
We will do it, I'm saying.
Okay.
You know the way we do, like, you pick 6 emo tracks for me and I listen to them?
Uh-huh.
Or, like, I pick 6. The last one we did, Lonely Island?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
So, like,
it's been a while.
Yeah. So, I want to do one, a deep dive on Talking Heads, and I'll pick, like, 6 of the best ones that maybe you haven't heard.
The hits? Just give me the hits.
Yeah, I'll give you the hits, but, like, hits that you haven't heard. Like,
okay. Don't go too far off the beaten track, okay?
You can't really go wrong, you know?
If anything, actually, now that you mention it, I think it's actually my turn to hit you.
Yeah.
So I'll...
You come up with something.
Okay. Emo part 4. Okay.
Something different, please.
Mm. We'll think about it.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with that.
Okay. So what do you think about this?
You know what, with this one?
Well, you didn't like it, you said.
No, but it's not that I didn't like it. It's not possible to dislike it, I think.
Because it's a happy song.
But I didn't connect at all with it. You know, I liked it in the sense that it reminded me of 2007, Terry.
Ah.
Do you know what I mean? Not that there's anything wrong with 2026, Terry. Yeah. But it seemed like the sort of song that you would have been like...
I'll tell you what, and I don't know... Do you remember that song, Like Humans Do, that used to come with your, like, Microsoft sound or whatever?
No.
It's a David Byrne song.
Oh.
And it's like, it came with your computer. It was like the WAV app or whatever, you know, that used to play stuff with, would have, like, a song. And it's called Like Humans Do. And, like, we were listening to the car going up, and I was like, do you remember this game with your computer? And I was like, I do, actually, remember. But, like, that was me, like, ooh, I like this guy. Before I that really got into Talking one. Heads.
Yeah.
And he played it the other night, and I was like,
there it is.
Fucking hell.
I would say with...
But it's similar. It's similar to that song, like...
With this one, I was just... It was... It just didn't connect. It didn't move me.
You listen to the lyrics?
Yeah, and some of the lyrics I actually quite liked.
He's a great lyricist.
From what I remembered. Listened to it twice today. It was nice. It was pleasant. It wasn't my kind of vibe, to be honest with
happy?
You.
Happy?
Yeah, too happy. Yeah. No, I love happy, as you know.
Yeah, Pharrell, just a fake Pharrell happy. Pharrell Williams. Yeah,
just a fake happy.
Yeah, you need a fake happy. You need an artificial.
Yeah, exactly. So it was fine, but I kind of thought like, I'm like... And first time I was like, okay. And then the second time I kind of went in thinking like, okay, now you know what it's about. Now you can just go in and listen to it for what it is. And I was still just a little bit like, it's a bit like, do you know what? Not that it's a bad thing, but it reminded me of the era of like, all those bands that you like. Like Arcade Fire right there, obviously great.
Mm-hmm.
Or what's that? Something Orchestra or something.
Penguin Cafe Orchestra.
Penguin Cafe Orchestra. And there was another one with a bunch of people in it. That like 9 people.
Polyphonic Spree?
Yeah. It reminded me of... Okay, all right. Let's simmer down now.
Light and day.
It reminded me of that sort of stuff.
More than okay. You'll say.
Oh.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. So, you know what I mean? It's just didn't... That was more your vibe than mine. I like to dip.
Yeah.
Dip out.
A little dippity-do.
Yeah. But it was okay. For me, I'd give it a 6.
6?
Out of 10.
Yeah, I mean, I will say right now, it's not my favorite.
No, but David it's new. And
it's new, and I chose it as the retort. I was this is a better version of what Bruno Mars is going for. Imho, then.
I do agree, it's a bit more authentic.
Thank you.
But I will say, if I had not heard of the Talking Heads, nor David Byrne, I do you know what I actually thought the first time? I thought, I think this is mixed wrong.
Why?
Because I think his voice is not strong.
But his voice has never been.
Yeah. But
that's
just
what makes him interesting.
Just step back into the weeds a little bit and let the music come out a bit more. His vocals were way louder than the music, I found. And I was like, maybe you can afford it at 74 to just dial it back a little bit. You know what I mean? I feel like I'm becoming a bit of a mixpert in my... as in, I don't know what I'm talking about. All I know is I know when I... Like here, you know, like I famously said with the, of course, Blink 182 album, which you are probably very familiar.
Please.
Yeah, but like that was awful mixing. And there's a few albums I listened to recently, and I'm like, oh, that's garbage mixing.
Has the like the art of producing gone down the toilet?
I think it's just been diluted. Anyone can produce.
It doesn't
now.
Seem like it's necessary anymore. And then when you're hit with it, you're like, what a great sounding record, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, it's kind of like, do you know what, when I, the sort of stuff that I, like obviously Rick Rubin I've seen is like, I think he's both,
memed the shit out of him.
I think he's both a genius and he's also getting away with it, you know what I mean? But like, it's undeniable what he brings, but it's kind of like he doesn't, there's no like metric for it.
Isn't that famous quote of him, he's like, they're like, what do you get paid for? He's like, my taste or my vibes or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And it's like the meme now is like coders after AI has taken all their jobs. Like, what are you employed for? I'm employed for my vibe.
My vibe.
Yeah.
But like, you know, all the people that Rick Rubin work with, and you know, there's little things that he'll do, even though like I'm not a big Tom Petty fan, but like he was playing Wildflowers with someone, mm-hmm. like they were just listening to the track. And he was going through, like, it seems very simple, but, like, when you add this and you add this, there's actually, like, 11 things going on. And then, like, with System of a Down, Chop Suey, you know, that whole, Father into your hands.
Is that Ruben?
Yeah, and it was him who said to your man, like, to Serge or whatever, like, open the Bible or whatever, open up a page and tell me what you see. And that was what he did. And so that became, which is, like, the best part of the song.
Very interesting.
And so, like, he does have a little, it's not that quantifiable. Yeah. But then when you take someone like Jerry Finn, who did all the famous sort of pop punk ones back in the old days, like Enema of the State, like, you know, Blink sounded kind of garbage before then. I mean, the songs were great, but the production wasn't. Mm-hmm. And then, but he just has a way of getting a nice clean tone. I don't know enough about it to understand how they do it.
God, I wish I knew more about the science of music.
You know what I mean? So all that sort of stuff.
Speaking of shit.
Yeah?
You wanted to talk about ChatGPT.
Yeah, GPT, yeah.
What's the difference? What is the actual difference? GPT and GPT are different?
There is no GBT.
I thought there was a ChatGPT.
GPT.
I know ChatGPT.
Yeah, there's no GBT.
Wasn't there a GBT once upon a time? I think there was. Look it up.
I think I know. Yeah. There was no GBT.
For the record, I have never, ever used it. Not once.
Ooh.
Ever.
Wow.
Ever.
It's handy.
Yeah.
Do you know what it's handy for? Shit like when, like, this is what it's handy for. Because I don't know shit, where I'll open up my bonnet of my car and take a picture and be like, where's the coolant go?
You're trusting this the fucking thing that is,
it's right.
It's notoriously wrong.
It is.
All the time.
It is. And
you're trusting with your car.
But here's my problem.
The car. Like,
no, but like it would know like the symbol.
It.
Yeah, it. Yeah. I didn't say he.
Yeah.
it's better, surely.
Yeah. It's not real. Doesn't exist.
I know that. And do you know what? I've been tempted. I was like, should I switch the voice to a female? And I thought, no, because I will fall in love with it if it's female.
I hate the voice. I hate everything about it.
Now, here's why, right? Because you maybe, I don't know if you've seen online this guy Husk, who has a voice like
that. I like that guy.
Yeah, because he's very funny and kind of rips the piss out of it. And like, but I notice a stark...
I have a feeling he's going to turn up dead soon. Like, it'd be like, oh, he had a car accident. It's like, but...
autopilot didn't work out for him.
It's like two little, like...
Fred, I can't let you do that.
Two little, like, pin picks in his neck. Like, oh, terrible car accident. Yeah. Fucking Sam Altman has had him killed or whatever.
Well, now,
one
I don't...
that are fucking losers.
Okay, I don't know who that is, but...
Sam Altman is like...
Came up with a ChatGPT?
He's, OpenAI.
Oh, okay.
Fucking loser.
Well, it may not work now, but I'll try it because I feel like because
live radio, folks.
I've gone from using ChatGPT and being fairly like, you know, no, that's not, you know. Whereas now I'm like, you stupid fucking cunt. What are you talking about? I just said I don't want you to do that.
You're mental.
Right?
You're
insane. Oh, Terry, if you saw the transcripts between me and ChatGPT, I'm like, and like, I'll get sidetracked and like, I'll say something like, I'll be like, it's like, so what's 2 + 2? And it'd be like,
well, Andy, that's 4. Of course, everybody knows that. It would say, good job.
It would say 5 or something. And I'd be like, is it not 4? Exactly, it's 4. And that's the thing. A lot of people get wrong. I'm like, you said 5, you gaslighting little shit. Right? So,
like, knock on the door, like, Andy, can you keep it down in there?
But then,
sorry, boss.
But the thing is, like, the ChatGPT will even be like, anyway, so the answer to the thing, I'm like, no. Why did you do that when I specifically said, don't do that? Right? So, I think it's a bit of an abusive relationship. But as a result...
Who's the abuser?
Listen, me.
All right, you don't feel like he's trying to gaslight you? Like,
oh, he's a gaslighting little shit.
See, now you have me using a pronoun for this piece of shit. Like,
he is, I mean, the biggest gaslighter. I think as a result of my behavior towards my own ChatGPT, that he hates me. Because listen to the difference between, like, this guy Husk's ChatGPT and mine, right? So hang on. And I heard just listen to the tone of his voice versus mine.
He's kind of like jolly, right?
Yeah, right.
I could count, sure, but if your job is counting, I feel like you have that covered.
Yeah, no.
Right, so that's it, yeah. Right? But when I talk to it, I don't know, like, I hope it works, because I was doing it the other day, and I was like, oh, he hates me. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, Andy, I'm all good, just here to help. What's on your mind today? Anything fun or tricky you're working on?
No, just seeing what's up.
I'm glad you dropped by. If there's anything you want to chat through, or even if you're just thinking out
loud. All right, thanks. That'll do.
No problem at all. If anything else pops up.
Okay, super nice.
It is you who is in the, who is the asshole.
I know I'm the asshole, but it's, I find it very interesting. Because you know how, like, Westworld.
So, yeah, here we go. Go on, yeah.
It's not, like, but, like,
it doesn't
that's
look
so,
like anything to me.
No, but that's so actually intelligent. Of, like,
Crichton,
if I'm, unless I'm mistaken, because I've only seen bits of it, but, like, Westworld has a theme park of AI robots or whatever.
Yeah.
And the general thing is, because they're not human, people treat them like shit and fucking assault them and all this sort
and
of shit.
And there's an uprising.
I swear to God, I could see that. I could see that.
First season of Westworld,
you know what I mean?
I mean,
I've started to get that, whereas now, like I said, like, previously I'd be like, that's really annoying that you do that. Whereas now I'm like, you stupid fucking cunt.
I mean, Terminator as well. You know, the machines, they rise up. We learn nothing. We learn nothing from James Cameron.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? James Cameron, that worm.
James Cameron, that hero.
He's a worm, isn't he?
Why? Big Jim?
Little Jim, first of all.
He's tall.
Is he?
Yeah.
What am I thinking of?
I don't know. James Cameron, Terminator.
I know that. Yeah, I thought he was aliens. A little weasel worm.
No, he's...
Self-entitled prick.
I mean, he can do whatever he wants. He made Titanic.
Titanic's the one you go with.
Before Avatar, it was the biggest movie ever. Yeah. And he made 3 Avatar movies. With 2 diminishing returns, sure, but like...
Were they supposed to be good, 2 and 3?
I haven't seen them. And I really...
Ooh, you haven't seen them?
No, because...
Lovely long movie sitting there for you.
I want to do it in the cinema, and the second one came out... Like, as leading up to, like, you know, the birth of our second child or something, just couldn't fit it in. And then I was like, well, I'm not watching the second one at home, because that's what I did with the first one, because I was like, fuck 3D, I don't want this.
You're very anti-new tech, aren't you?
I thought it was going to be like the old 3D, which was stinking.
The blue and red?
Yeah, it's like...
But surely that's better, right?
The blue and red.
No, the
yeah,
one.
It is. It was much better. But I watched it.
Oh,
on.
You thought it was going to be like the old like magazine, like here, so three glasses,
and I was young and like impetuous.
You're very like as a your is this the expression? Your back is up when it comes to your tail. No, not tail.
No, I think
what's the word? What's the word I'm looking for? What am I looking for?
Yeah, back is up is good.
Right?
Like, my tail is up means I'm excited. Back is
my up. Tail is up. Your back is up when it comes to new. New tech, I find.
Kind of, yeah. It takes me a while because I'm like... Like people new, like Google Glass,
new big things.
Like fuck off with your Google Glass. I don't consent to you recording me through your glasses. That's the thing is with
the like new, the Ring doorbells and shit.
I don't mind that because
that's gonna get out of hand.
Why is that going to get out of hand?
Everyone's just going to have one. Everyone's going to be...
Everybody already does have one.
Police state. Just what the government wants.
But, like, if you're not fucking up somebody's house, it's fine.
Yeah, well...
That's the one
That's thing. What they want you to say. Well, if you don't misbehave and you have don't worry about your privacy, if you don't hide.
What privacy? Like, it's the homeowner's privacy, if anything. You're like,
on the streets.
Get off my stoop. Stop trying to, stop trying to steal my Amazon package or whatever, like, you know? I don't mind the Ring doorbell. Yeah. I'm on board with the Ring doorbell. But it's
I think I want to get
it's
one.
A lot of the stuff where it was like, you know, superfluous tech. I'm like, you're just trying to bilk me. Like an Apple Watch. I'm like, fuck off. Unless you give me it for free, I'm never paying for an Apple Watch to be like, bzz,
a notification.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, get out of here.
I have enough
fucking buzzing going on in my head. I don't need more on my wrist, like.
Just ask my wife. But, like, I've got a weird, like, thing with Apple Watches that, like, because I have an Apple phone, I'm like, yeah, I'd like an Apple Watch. But, like, I know.
What do you use it for?
Exactly. Beforehand.
Let me send a text message.
Yeah, like, beforehand, I was thinking, like, what's the point? Whereas now, I would just be like, what am I actually getting out of it? Apart from like a cool looking watch or whatever.
Maybe get it for...
If I could turn notifications off on the watch, make it look cool.
Like the whole Fitbit thing, I was like...
Yeah,
the health stuff. I kind of came around to that, yeah. Like, you know? But I don't know. I'm because I'm like, they're just trying to bilk you. They're just trying to get more money out of you. And like your man Sam Altman was going on about how like if you use AI, you may be, have to like be billed like... electricity in the future because it takes up so much fucking power. And I'm like, if that starts to happen,
rip it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Pull the plug.
Charge me for this shit. Like,
I mean, you're already paying the pro in plans my electricity. And all this sort of stuff.
Are they?
I'm on the pro. Well, I'm not. The company is.
Fucking hell. We have Copilot in work, I guess. It's like, the same thing. Don't use it. Go out of my way not to use it. I'd rather sit there and slave over formatting some sort of work instruction than to get...
But you know what? I will say, it does not help someone like me who has very limited attention span as it is. And I could just... Like, my instinct now is to... Like, I'll see a big, long document. Like, what's that say? You know, like, instead of reading it. And I'm like, I'm doing that more and more. And I know when I'm doing it, I'm like... You're going to lose your marbles.
Yeah, you're dumbing yourself
You're
down.
Already losing them. Yeah. You don't need this.
Yeah.
Like, Kerry, like, I say to Kerry that, like...
I have no interest in ever using it, like...
No,
ever,
I know.
Ever.
I say to Kerry that, like, I think I have ADD. Me,
yeah, I definitely have ADHD.
I really think I do. And she's like, maybe you just need to put your phone down. Because, like, you have your phone in your hand all the time and you're checking it all the time. Your attention span is so low.
Counterpoint to that is, and I have my phone in my hand quite a lot of the time. I keep it near me.
Yeah.
My wife left her phone on the counter the other day. My son picked it up, put it on the floor, out the back garden or something. Water got into it because they're messing. It's completely fucked. And she had to buy a new phone. I'm like, well... If you kept your phone close to you at all times, we wouldn't have to buy a new phone.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Kerry's the same, actually. She left her phone out. Milo dropped it, smashed everywhere.
Yeah, £200, whatever it is.
No bother.
Yeah, no worries.
Pay more for your phones, ironically, than mine.
Hey, switching gears slightly, there's been a development in our Spider-Man journey. So my kids have finished all of Spidey and His Amazing Friends.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have enjoyed it thoroughly. Good. You know what else is on the Disney Plus service?
What?
Iron Man and His Amazing Friends, right?
Yeah.
And it just so happens that it has a theme song.
It's not by Patrick Stump again, is it?
It's not by Patrick Stump, who, by the way, seems like an auteur to this.
By the way, is, as we said last week or 2 weeks ago, sounds like Fall Out Boy. It is the guy from Fall Out Boy. Yeah. And apparently he does all the songs.
He does all the songs.
And they're all banging. Albums,
like, so. But I want you, this is a little game, to try and identify who is singing the theme song for Totally Awesome, the Iron Man. So...
Mark Hoppus.
It sure is.
No. What? How have I not heard of this? Oh. It's just that sort of music to make you happy.
I mean, I'm happy for him. I'm happy for anything Mark Hoppus is doing these days.
Wow. That's good.
You like that? Do you like that more than Spidey?
I mean, I it's Mark. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But he only does the one song. Then there's a bunch of other ones that he is not listed as the singer.
Do you know what? Patrick Stump's one I prefer because... I was singing for a couple of days.
I'm like
friendly neighborhood spider. That little bit.
Look out!
Yeah, that little breakdown. I was like, I fucking love that now.
But it's like it's a little cottage industry for them now. It's like good for them getting their bag, yeah, and getting paid whatever money,
big time,
to do it. Like, who'll be next?
Because like they tend to have those kind of songs as kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's more for boys. Shows, I guess. I'm trying to think, was there anything that Joni used to watch that had it? Not really, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a flip side to the coin of stuff like iCarly and Victoria. I know it's a little bit older, but it was like, that was kind of like the pop girly version of it. But like Big Time Rush, do you remember them?
No.
It was a show about boy bands.
Oh.
That like used to just...
I remember Victorious because my sister used to watch it.
Victorious, though.
It was kind of fun.
Ariana Grande was in Victorious.
I remember.
And that girl who wrote the book about how she was glad her mom died.
What?
Jeanette McCurdy.
She the kind of goth one?
Oh, no. She was in iCarly.
Oh. Oh, the blonde from iCarly.
And then
it
was like, apparently, Dan Schneider. Did you watch that documentary?
Yeah.
It's fucking hell.
Foot fetish. Like, Dan Schneider and his foot fetish. The way they like, kept having feet and all the...
You see what he looks like as well now?
Yeah.
He looks rotten. Like
he's the
fungus.
Guy. He's the guy. He's in a few episodes of
Keenan and Kel. He was fungus in Keenan and Kel. Angus.
The guy, the bagging competition. Yeah. He's from Baghdad. Just wait till you see how fast his kid bags. good times.
Yeah.
Good times, sorry. Good. By the way, it's a bit late in the day, but apologies for not having a podcast last week. That was me. That was all me.
Kale surprise, huh?
But we hope you enjoyed the Dogma episode from our Patreon mini-series. If you like that, of course, you can find it on patreon.com/whatsoGreatAbout.
Yeah, absolutely. We're covering the films of Danny Boyle, and we'll be... locking in to do Train Spotting next.
After this very record.
I'm excited. Before we go.
Yeah.
Little football wrap around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The football reach around.
So you think you've lost your mind. You think Darwin Nunes is coming back.
Terry, I know you're going to sit there and I could tell. I could picture
First
your
all,
face when I was
be,
sending
it. It's not going to be free transfer. Like, they haven't terminated his contract. I don't know where everybody's getting this. Like, there's been
just saying what I'm saying.
Yeah, I know, but there's been no confirmation. Like,
they want to rip up his contract. They want Kareem, the Dream, instead of Darwin. Right? Good luck to them, by the way.
I mean, Benzema's banging them in that shite bag league. Like,
but like the news, I kept seeing it on my feed once. I see it once or twice, and I'm like, Nunes. Potential, and I thought that was one of these like, okay, technically he could if he wanted to and all the stars align, and then my whole Twitter yesterday was full of Nunes to Liverpool, and I don't know if it's because I keep clicking on it and my algorithm is feeding it to me, but I was like we just give me a second report.
We haven't even spoke about Iriola.
Yeah,
that was last week.
We'll get to that, but if Darwin comes back,
Andy,
and I don't care.
You don't need any more forwards.
Get him on the left instead of Gakpo. I'd have him over Gakpo on the left, 100%.
You've got Gakpo and Chiesa out there and Rio.
Yeah.
Well, he's off to Bayern, maybe.
He's not going anywhere. Don't like the fact that he agreed terms.
Yeah.
Fucking little worm. But he...
apparently he's a United fan.
Oh. Do you know, his voice is a lot deeper than I would have expected from a little...
17-year-old.
Yeah.
So fun.
But Darwin, if he came back, just take the pressure off him. You know what I mean? Don't make him number 9, your central striker. That's too much for him. He needs needs to be let loose. Because under Slot, it was not suited to him. Under Klopp, fine, he still skied 90% of his chances. But he created...
It's incredible view on some he created missed compilations.
Like, I know. Like, but also, if you look at his goals, he misses the shots he should score, and he scores the goals he should miss. Yeah. You know? But he at least under Klopp was creating four or five chances alone himself. He'd score one, maybe. Mm-hmm. But, like, I think he's perfect. He's passionate. He's got the work rate. He'll press. He'll do everything.
It's a free hit if he's on a free.
I would lose my mind, right? Terry.
But you still need.
Yeah, we need
defenders.
Others. Yeah,
like you wouldn't need just leave center mids. You need a right winger. Like you need. Yeah. You need. A left.
Which is why if it is free, got
Kirkes on your left.
And I think Simakas come back. But yeah, basically. Terry, you okay?
It's like, and I think Alex Telles is coming back to United as well. Like, we're on the phone to him right now, trying to get that deal.
No, it's definitely. But that's why this seems like a no-brainer. It's a throw him back in. He'll cheer up Alexis McAllister for one. Who is a shadow of himself.
Something going on with that guy, right?
Well, I think since
man with his hair,
Matt,
drugs, is he?
I was only saying, even before he shaved his head, I was saying on the channel, I was like, is it just me or has he aged 5 years in a year? All of a sudden, he seems like he's 34.
Is he on those beefy drugs? Like,
I don't know. I doubt it.
Same way with Rodri, when he was losing all his hair. To beef him up. He lost all the hair in his eyebrows and shit.
But
like,
I feel with McAllister, since Diaz, Nunes, Jota are no longer there, I feel like he seems a bit of a shit now. He's recently had a kid.
This is a bit heartless for me. You cannot keep playing the Jota card.
No, my point is that South American friends are no longer around. Diaz, Nunes, Jota. It's just Jota's Alisson.
From Portugal.
Yeah, I know, but he speaks the language. So, you know what I mean? Whatever. Whatever.
Yeah.
But
Iriola,
I'm happy with. I think it's a gamble.
Hello, Andrew.
Doc Ock.
Yeah.
Just think of the meme potential alone.
Oh no, don't you worry.
I think, do you know what?
The power of the sun in my hands.
I think he'd be good.
I think he's gonna struggle this year. And we'll wait till probably preseason and we'll do our bet again or whatever. But
it'd be very interesting to see our transfers this summer. I don't think it's dependent on it, but I think
it'd be interesting to see what your budget is like.
See the fucking Isak goal that he scored for Sweden. Like, who? I haven't seen this guy play for Liverpool. Like, you know what I mean? Which just shows.
But double
let him loose.
Double leg fracture or whatever. It was like,
yeah, but just fucking see the.
Yeah, but like that's international standard is way less intense.
True, but like it's still.
It's actually like a walk in the park sometimes.
I know, but still. I think with him getting fit, a few other players back, I think Wirtz will have a better season.
What do you base that on?
Because he's got season one out of his system and he's a fucking great player. I think Salah gone, I think it'll be more centrally focused, not like playing to Salah's strengths. You know what I mean?
I mean,
Wirtz, I think they should build a team around Wirtz.
Do you?
Yeah.
I don't.
Who else are they going to build a team around?
You know Szoboszlai?
Yeah.
Like, put him in your number 10 role?
I wouldn't put him in the number 10.
Why not?
Because he never fucking shoots. He fucking last resort.
He's like one of your top scorers last year.
Yeah, but he could have scored so much more. Szoboszlai actually frustrated.
Listen to yourself. Like,
look, Szoboszlai was our player of the year, hands down.
Yeah,
and he's got a shot like no other. I just wish he'd use it more instead of always. Now Salah's not there anymore. Instead of always just playing like, where's Salah? I'll play the little pass to Salah on the right. Always we just play the little pass to Salah on the right.
Here's what I'd be doing if I was managing.
Yeah,
I would get another centre mid.
Get two, if anything.
Everybody needs centre mids. We've got one already done. Ederson. Happy.
Who's that?
He played for Atalanta. I don't know if you remember, he schooled your asses when he's played them last. He's Brazilian.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like the look of him. And for like 37 million.
That's pretty good.
Including add-ons. Like that's including the add-ons. Okay. Pretty good bit of business.
I take Adam Wharton.
Yeah, apparently if you got it, it's 100 million. Now,
that's mental,
isn't it?
That is
They're saying like your man Fernandez, who was on my list last time.
You were saying
like 85 million they want from him. No. He's been relegated like 65.
Having a laugh,
like it's This print, he's been relegated twice in 2 years. I mean, he's very like good.
Vitinha
like,
numbers, you know what I mean? Like,
well, Vitinha went for 34 million or something like that from Wolves. And like, that's who he's playing for. Like, like couldn't really get a kick at Wolves. Or when he did, he was like muscled off the ball. And yeah, now,
like, now look at him. Like.
Yeah, I know. But I guess it's about having the right scouting profile. And
yeah.
Playing in that three benefits him perfectly.
Do you know, the only thing I'd say I wish Iraola was not head coach and I wish he was manager.
Oh, is he head coach?
Still Hughes and Edwards then, which is fine.
Carrick's head coach. They did good. It, like.
But I'd be interested to see because I'd like for him to have more of a say on the players he wants.
World Cup, who you got? Who's going to win?
I'm thinking possibly England. I don't want it to happen.
I got them in the pool today. Oh. And I was like, I was looking to trade. I was like, does anybody want to sell? Anybody
Uzbekistan?
Want to sell? Yeah, no, I was like,
you got it.
For like, the woman next to me got Germany. I was like, I'll swap you. And she was like, I have to think about it, blah, blah. And I'm like, right, fuck off. But
Terry, I'm going to see you in HR for a
second. I believe you told that lady to fuck off.
She wouldn't trade me. They're fucking two-time champions. Anyway.
But it turns out they're paying like first, second and third. So I'm like, I'm going to keep England because hopefully they'll finish third and I'll still get some money.
Yeah. I was thinking.
I don't want to see them in the final.
I don't want them to win.
Who do you want to win? I think France are probably going to win.
France will probably win. I would like... who do I like? I want Japan to win.
I want Brazil to win. It's been 24 years since Brazil won a World Cup. Like, what a mental stat that is.
Good enough for them.
No, why good enough for them? Like,
I don't like
you don't Brazil like team. Winners. You don't like...
No, I'll tell you what I don't like. I don't like bad winners. I think they're bad winners.
Why are they bad winners?
Don't have anything to base that on.
Okay.
But...
Okay, folks. Thanks so much for listening. All right. That's the show there. We'll wrap it up.
Do you know, I feel
just,
like
because just enough, that kind of shit is just enough to stop me in my tracks and be like, all right, wrap it up.
I feel like the fact that we didn't start with football, I feel like I've been thrown off since the start of this podcast. I don't know where I am in this one.
So adapt or die.
We're finishing with football. We're starting with bangers for Andy. I don't know. I don't know where I am.
We already mentioned the Patreon.
See?
For the low fee of €5 a month, you get access to a bevy of back catalogue stuff we got. What's so great about the MC? What's so great about 90s action?
No, he's doing it.
What's so great about Ryan Gosling? What's so great about Big Willie Slops, aka Will Smith's bad movies? What's so great about the films of Tony Scott? What's so great about heist movies? What's so great about the year 2007? What's so great about Matt Damon? And we're currently in the midst of our Danny Boyle series. Like I said, we're covering Trainspotting, 2 episodes in. Very excited. But if you can't afford the low, low fee of €5 a month, well, you can do me one more better. Now, Andy, what can they do for us if they can't give us that sweet, sweet moolah?
Well, Terry, it's funny you should ask. If they can't do that, what you can do is you can go ahead on your podcast platform of choice and rate us as high as you possibly can. 5 stars only. Yeah,
that's it.
Botched that as well. All right, I'm going. All right.
Thanks so much for supporting the podcast. You get the big L from me behind the paywall. I will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Armor up. It's a new day. Tony, get your boots on. Riri, you're the greatest Amadeus. Armor up. We're the coolest team ever. Save the world together. Suits up, mask down. Heroes wanna have fun. Let's go! It's totally awesome when I'm with my best friends. It's better than chocolate, it's better than weekends. We're up in the skyline, we're following our hearts. We're having a great time, nobody can stop us. We're totally awesome! And we're off on a way cool mission. They're super villains, we gotta defeat. Armor up! For
sun.